America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
P. Mitch Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Brian and I believe in a relatively simple concept. I think that's what Washington just did. So everybody that wants to know if they think they are in a competitive place, they just told you. The biggest question mark for this team was corner, and they just made a major move. Schefter and the NFL Network guys were first. Rapp, Pelissero, wherever you heard it from. I've confirmed it. The Washington Commanders just traded for New Orleans cornerback Marshawn Lattimore, four-time Pro Bowler, Defensive Rookie of the Year. There were a number of teams interested in a player of this caliber because he's really good. This is a true corner one. CB1. And if what we're seeing reports are that they had to trade what looks like a third rounder in a lot of ways, B, Adam Peters just turned Jahan Dotson into Marshawn Lattimore.
And I think that's a hell of a plus.
I think if you're wondering how this impacts the depth chart, I think if you're Emmanuel Forbes, you got to kind of wonder about your roster spot, frankly. But I think you're looking at Lattimore, and maybe it continues to be BSJ or Igbinoghene. Sam Ristill's been forced to play on the outside. Mm-hmm. Not necessarily the best spot for him, but he's been better
than
what they've had.
He's been damn good at it lately.
Yeah.
But Sam Ristill could be a damn good slot for you.
That was always
the vision. And most people play three receivers?
The vision was always for Sam Ristill to play the slot. Yeah. They just needed him to move outside, so he has.
And Noah I. He plays well. So, I mean, look, they are now they're adding an extra guy that they have confidence in, because you don't trade for a person if you don't have confidence in them.
Yeah. I think as far as Washington's concerned, you might have to guarantee some of this money on his deal. I'm sure you're not making this deal without at least some level of conversation with Lattimore's people. The other part here is, I mean, at some point you got to look at the NFC and you've got to look at your potential, just within the division, your competition. And what do the Eagles have? Big stud receivers. When A.J. Brown's playing for Philly, that's a damn good team. And I think this is part to compete in the division with Philly.
Mm-hmm.
The Lions are the one seed right now in the NFC. The Commanders are the two seed right now in the NFC. Detroit this morning traded for Za'Darius Smith
mm-hmm.
to bolster their pass rush. Like, at some point, you got to look around and see what you got, what they got. How do I beat them? And I think this is a direct move towards that end.
Yeah. It's like, listen, man, they came in with a hope of this. We're going to try to get this thing done as quick as we can. All right, it worked out for them. Now we're in a position to where we can go compete, so let's get somebody else. I think that they just have to go move forward.
Jeffrey, as the Chief Ashburn Syndrome host of the program, how fired up are you, man? They made a power move today.
I mean, JP, I'm glad we addressed a problem,
But I really don't know how to feel right now, just because I know it's new, it's new times and everything. But when we get players that are coming off of injuries or injury prone, they always seem to not work with us. I give it to Austin is balling this year, but Lattimore got to make me a believer, bro.
Listen to this though.
Like I'm happy. But, I'm not so sad.
I want to help Jeff out though. I'm serious, because just like that caller earlier, you told him to get past the Snyder stuff. We passed that.
But see, the thing was,
had Matt Paris on. Yeah, Matt Paris covers the Saints down in New Orleans, right? Mm-hmm. And he said, "I know he's got this hamstring thing, but I wonder if it's like a Devontae Adams hamstring issue."
Devontae Adams went from being on the injury list
to playing
to going to what's called the next day and practicing.
Yeah, I mean,
had no problem.
I mean, like I said, I'm not sad. All right. I'm not sad or anything. I just got to see it just the same way I was happy when we got Austin.
Well, hang on, Jeff, because I got an update for you. There's a lot of comp here. Commanders get Marshon Lattimore and a fifth-round pick back. This is per Nicky Jabvala, Washington Post. Saints get a third, fourth, and sixth.
Mm. Well, he's healthy. If he got a third, fourth, and sixth, he ain't hurt that bad.
And you still have three top 100 picks.
Yeah, a third, fourth, and a sixth. You get back a fifth. I don't think he is as badly hurt as they said. I guess he was at a point like, look, I'm about to leave here. I'm not going to get hurt for them.
Landini. Plus, we're trading like our fourth-round pick for the Saints' fifth-rounder. The Saints suck. That's going to be a high pick in the fifth round, and our pick is going to be late in the fourth round. So that's only moving back like 10, 15 spots.
That's a great point. If you look at Tankathon right now, New Orleans would have the third pick. Now, some of this might come down to tiebreakers, right? Like whoever ends 3-14, they kind of swap as the rounds go on. But as it looks right now, New Orleans is the third pick. Washington's the 29th. So, like, that's a really good point, Landfill.
So, basically, we got, like, a number one corner for Jahan Dotson moving down six spots in the draft, and we gave up a sixth rounder. I mean, that's a steal.
Yeah. Landfill votes steal. Phone line's open. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. How do you feel? They just traded for Marshon Lattimore. This is a four-time Pro Bowler, okay? This is not. We were wondering if they were just going to make.
Four-time Pro Bowler drafted when?
2017.
Hey.
He's 28 years old. Like, this dude's not 33. This is not a
kind of. Guys play a long time, bro.
Journeyman. I have a feeling if they gave up the type of comp that they have a feeling he can go. Our guy Co from the Foe is on the line.
What up, Co?
What up, Co?
What's going on, gentlemen? You know, I was going to chime in on the opposite side of the field, but then I heard that report. So welcome to Washington, Lattimore. Just get on our accountability board, man. Lattimore, like the report said, you know, either he's been hurt or he's been Devontae Adams faking hurt. So, you know, either one, man, sounds a little shiesty to me. So if you come in here, man, fresh mind, fresh start, man. He's a good player on paper. You know, just got a record on the field. He is what we needed to enhance our defense, but for the long term, I doubt it, though. But we won today with that third-round pick. You know, I'm cool with it, not ecstatic. Peace.
Thanks for the call, bud. I appreciate it. Cool with it, not ecstatic. All right. I just got a text that is pretty important because they have two third-round picks, and the extra one they got for the Dotson trade.
Uh-huh.
Is actually the Dolphins' third rounder, right? So that is going to be significantly higher. Right now, the Dolphins would be the eighth pick in the draft. They made it's very clear in the trade language. They sent them Washington's third rounder, not the extra third rounder they got in the in the Dotson trade.
Even right. Better,
right? So you're talking about right now that Dolphins pick is eighth. Washington's is 29th. So you're talking probably a delta of 20 picks, which is a hugely significant part of this. I just got the text. Saints get Washington's third, Washington's fourth, and their sixth back that they set for John Ridgeway.
Okay.
Right? Washington gets Marshawn Lattimore and the Saints fifth. So if you really want to make it, boil it all down, Dotson, Ridgeway, and a fourth for Marshawn Lattimore and a fifth.
I take it.
They did.
Dotson, Ridgeway, and moving down six spots in the draft.
Right.
For Lattimore.
That's why Jeff,
are you kidding me?
Jeff not happy because Ridgeway left.
That type of stuff should be illegal. That's how ridiculous that is.
It's pretty remarkable. Let's try some of these phones. Chris is in Brandywine. Chris, what up?
What up? I just had to call in because it doesn't matter what the compensation is. Y'all don't know about that boy Lattimore. He is that dude. He that nasty streak that we've seen with the Saints with the hitting in the secondary, it comes from him. So in this new look of how the Commanders are, and that's a commander, he's a commander. He's gonna light it up back there.
There you have it.
Appreciate it.
There you have it. Chris fired up. Let's go to Ryan is in Connecticut. What up, Ryan? What do you got?
I don't know how anyone could be unhappy or indifferent towards this trade because this is the first time in 20, 25, 30 years that a fan of Washington football can say, we are going for it. I mean, before the season started, it was let's just play better, maybe make the playoffs, but get 7-10 wins and improve. And now through 9 weeks, we are going to be in the runnings for playoffs, Super Bowl, and being a contender. Not saying we'll win, but I mean, there's nothing – you couldn't be happier. With what you guys just said, Dotson, Ridgeway, and a fourth for Lattimore and a fifth is basically criminal. And it'll make a seismic shift in our defense, moving St. Juice to two. CB2 or the slot – like, it's going to have an immediate trickle-down effect if Lattimore could even play at 70% of what he's capable of. I think it's an amazing day if you're a Washington fan to finally see a competent GM and ownership going for it when they finally find out that they have a chance.
Dude, I wonder what this does for the vibe on Sunday. It's a great call, Ryan. Thanks very much, man. I mean, Sunday is going to be... One, there's the hamstring question. Is his hammy good to go? Will he be able to go? Right? Like, that's something we don't know the answer to. But two, how quick can he go? Because you know who's pretty damn good? George Pickens.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
This is not a trade for like, yeah, man, we're going to build for next year. This is for Sunday
we build
and
for
Thursday
this week.
And the Battle of Pennsylvania. Listen, no matter what happens today, Landfill, it's the biggest news in Washington, D.C. Nate is in Chicago. Nate Dogg, talk to me.
Hey, guys, I just wanted to say, being here in Chicago, getting to see us be the FIFA joy for this entire area, it's been awesome to see. I haven't seen it my entire life. And now to go out and see us go get a big-name guy that's going to come in and produce, just go take over Pennsylvania, it's a beautiful thing, and I'm happy to see it.
Appreciate the call, buddy. Pennsylvania, swing state? Not if Washington goes 2-0. Our guy Rusty is on the line. Rusty, talk to me.
What's going on, fellas? How are you today?
Doing great, good, buddy.
Hey, super excited about this. I've been on this Lattimore thing pretty much ever since Devontae Adams showed he could play. I knew that there was something brewing down there. I knew that Lattimore had to be fine, but like Brian said earlier, he's just not willing to get hurt for the team that he was on. I wanted to share something real quick with you guys. Sunday night, I went out to dinner with my family, and I was wearing a Washington Redskins hoodie, and it just says Washington across the chest, and it has a small Redskins logo in the upper left. And the young girl at the hostess table, when we were walking out, she says, "Oh, yes, Commanders," and reaches out to give me a high five, and we're in Delaware now.
Mm-hmm.
And then she pulls her hand back real quick and looks at me funny and says, "Wait, is that the Commanders?"
So she don't know that they were once that team?
She was like, I'd say she was probably 18 years old, young girl.
She
young
probably people. Don't.
Yeah. The moment for me was like, really? Is this where we are now? So we have a whole new fan base.
Wow.
So, yeah, man. Thanks, buddy. Appreciate the call.
Bring somebody to that field on Sunday.
All right, brother.
See you, dude. Let's go to Jeremiah in Fairfax. What up, Jerry?
Hey, how are y'all doing today? The caller, not the last one, but the one before, put the nail on the head. You can't not be excited about this. It's a good deal. I just wanted to say one thing that I think some people might not fully realize, and this is not in any way to say it's not a good move. But what you were saying to Jeff, it's not the Dan Snyder era anymore. Draft picks, whether we're getting them or giving them up, mean more now. There's more potential with who we draft. We have more potential to get bangers in the third or fourth and fifth round. So people should always keep that in mind when dealing with trades like this for the Commanders. But it's a great trade. I love it. And that's all I had to say. Thanks, y'all.
All right. Thanks for that call, buddy. Appreciate you. How about this? The day is not done. The Jets are trading for Mike Williams. The Jets are trading Mike Williams to the Steelers. So Washington might have a new corner on Sunday. Pittsburgh might have a new wideout. God, this is fun. Let's go to Curtis in Reston. Curtis, talk to me, dude.
The first two callers and the guy that you just had all said the things I was going to say, but just want to clarify that Marshawn Lattimore is that guy. Since he was drafted in 2017, he's been ranked as a top 10 most valuable corner in each year. And moving St. Juice to two, we've seen what he can do in two behind Fuller. I think it's a huge move for the defense.
It's a huge move. Thanks, buddy. The only issue is health, right? And you got to assume.
Yeah.
I think we have reached a spot where you can assume Lattimore is at least healthy enough to help them this year. Right? Mm-hmm. Otherwise, I don't know that you make the move. Jupe? We got Jupe, Jeff? It's Jupe time. Talk to me, Jupe.
Sir. What's up, buddy? Yes, sir. I'm going to do my best Rev T impression. You got to believe, baby. Believe in AP. Believe in that front office. And listen, for real, if it doesn't pan out, I'm cool with it, too, because what GM has hit on every player they traded, picked up, drafted, so on and so forth. Like, it's still a good deal, still could help us out. Let's see what happens, fellas. I'm happy for it.
Jupe, I'm stunned that you're not hitting us with the Ric Flair.
Yeah, that's a win right there,
oh,
Jupe.
My bad. Let's do it, fellas. My bad.
Woo!
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it.
All right.
Phone lines are packed. If you're on hold, stay there. We're going to do calls the entire rest of the hour. If you live under a rock, the Commanders just traded for one of the top cornerbacks in the NFL. What kind of contender does this make them, man? I don't know.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. The NBA is back, and FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook, wants you to catch all the action. And right now, FanDuel is giving everyone 3 months of NBA League Pass. All you have to do to catch every tip-off and buzzer beater is place any $5 bet on the NBA to get 3 months of NBA League Pass courtesy of FanDuel. Just visit FanDuel.com/Brian to make every moment more this season. That's B-R-I-A-N. Make every moment more with FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NBA. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years old and present in Virginia. After 3 month free trial, the full price of League Pass will be automatically charged monthly. Cancel anytime. No refunds. Terms, restrictions, and embargoes apply. Limit one pass per customer. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Tell you what, we had Matt Paris on the program from New Orleans at about 12:50. I said, all right, Paris, you're down there, boots on the ground. You think this deal gets done? He said, yes. About 12:55, the deal got done. Yeah. Paris' instinct was correct.
Oh, he had it going, man.
If you missed that update from the one and only Earl Forsey, the Commanders have traded for a top corner. They have made a move to acquire Marshawn Lattimore from the New Orleans Saints. The compensation, I think, is really pretty fair. If you look at what they gave up, it's basically they move from the end of the third round to the top of the fourth round. They gave up Jahan Dotson. They gave up John Ridgeway. That's kind of the reality of this thing. Mm-hmm. And they get a fifth rounder back. The official compensation, as texted to me from a source, here's officially what it reads. New Orleans gets third, fourth, the sixth back from the Ridgeway trade. Washington gets Lattimore and New Orleans fifth. So if you think about it, they gave their own third, not the one they acquired in the Dotson trade via Philly, which is actually Miami's pick, mm-hmm. which right now would be a top 10 third round pick. It's Washington's third, which is right now a bottom five pick. The fourth, which is going to be a bottom five in the fourth. There are people that will get way too caught up in compensation. I don't think they gave up too much.
You know what? I don't get caught up in all that. I think a lot of people get caught up in it. They don't know exactly what the value of it is. That general manager who sat there and made that move, he knows all the little intricate details. He wouldn't have done it if it was like he was losing.
And knows if that hammy can go or not.
Yeah, yeah.
I still think it's important, if we're going to give the compensation, to give the context. They essentially traded Jahan Dotson and Matt Ridgeway and moved down like six spots in the 130th pick, and they got Marshawn Lattimore. I mean, that's just absolute robbery.
Yeah.
I like the way Landfill
is phrased. I'm with that, Landfill.
Shaq is in Lanham. What up, Shaq?
What's up, gentlemen?
What's happening?
You know, you can't – they got a starting corner. So, you know, you can't give up no seven-round pick to get a starting corner. So compensation is fair. And if we couldn't get a pass rusher, we had to get a corner that would allow us to send more pass rushers. So I think it was a good move. Hey, one more thing. I know it's late, but B. Mitch, I sent you a link when your reaction after that Sunday, after that Bears game. Hey, it was priceless, and it wasn't a PG reaction either.
Thank you, Shaq. Appreciate you, buddy. All right, we're going to go in chronological order here. Mike's in Woodbridge. Mike, what up, man? What do you think of the Lattimore trade?
I think it was good, and I just wanted to say I trust Adam Peters, and I think it's going to be good. I think he plays on Sunday, and I think they win.
All right, bro.
Appreciate you, buddy. Go back to school.
Yeah.
I guess they got school off, right? You got school off today, Mike?
Off today.
I'm homeschooled.
Okay.
Oh, you're homeschooled.
Right. Appreciate you, buddy.
He said, I'm at school, but I'm homeschooled.
Drew is on the line. Drew, what do you think of the Lattimore trade?
I'm happy with it. I think this shows a couple things. One, Adam Peters is playing chess, not checkers, right? They stacked all these trades up to do what we needed at this time. So I think that's great. And it also goes back to what I've been saying all along. You can do more than one thing at a time. I think this helps us against Philly in the week, you know, next Thursday. I think this helps us with playoff chances and the potential for a deep run. And it fills a need for next year, too, and doesn't break the bank. So, you know, these guys keep making all the right moves from my perspective, and I can't wait to beat the Steelers on Sunday.
All right, brother.
Thank you, Drew.
You know, when you look at them, though, man, Jay, they got a stash of people. Like, we've used to seeing a certain amount of people just working. They have a whole crew that handles all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's not just one guy. Remember that?
Yep. Can I tell you something, B?
Mm-hmm.
Did you notice that I am dressed well today? Collared shirt, combed my hair. Tuesday's usually my day to be a slob. I roll in.
Look like a golfer to me.
I had a feeling I was going to have to tape something today, so I tried to look appropriate.
I mean, but you should be able to look good all the time.
No, Greg. I prefer to wear sweats on my day off.
Yeah, but I mean,
day off from other jobs, I guess.
When you're just stylish, you're stylish. I mean, like
that's your style. I like to wear loungy clothes, like me and Jeff are going to the lounge. But today, I had a feeling. Jaime's in Manassas. Jaime.
Hey, what's going on, guys? I'm ecstatic. I wanted them to make a move. I think we never wait to. I know we're trying to build through the draft and all of that, but we're in position. We're 7-2. We're leader of our division. Everything is at stake right now. I remember the Jacksonville Jaguars 2 years ago when they won a playoff game with their stub quarterback, franchise quarterback. They thought everything was going to go up from there, and it's not the case. You never know what can happen in the future. If you can win it now, let's go in. Let's go, Commanders. Let's beat the Steelers.
Jaime's fired up.
All right, Jaime. I see you fired up.
I need you to stay there with me. My guy Denton Day is in the market for a Toyota Corolla. Now, Denton,
awesome. Denton,
what's it going to take for me to put you in a car today? Jaime's my Toyota guy. I bought 3 Toyotas from this dude.
I wish we talked about this beforehand. I literally bought a car yesterday.
Oh!
He told you 2 days ago, JP.
Thought I was about to make a deal. All right. Thank you, Jaime. Sorry,
thank
buddy.
You guys.
Denton sold us both out. D-Day, what do you make of the trade?
I'm thrilled with it. Obviously, the big question is, can he stay healthy? But you had a need at a number one corner, and now you have a guy that you can look at with George Pickens and then really A.J. Brown coming to town, or I guess you're going to Philly in 10 days, and you have a guy that you trust out there because you certainly didn't beforehand. So I think it's a good deal for Adam Peters, and
I think
it's
able
a big win.
And you move Samerstill back inside where he's better suited, and with his physicality, he's such a threat.
He is physical.
Yeah, man. And we've all said for a while, I don't hate BSJ as the corner prospect, right? I don't think he's equipped to be a top corner going against top wideouts. But if you bump everybody down a peg, like, if everybody from what they were doing is now doing something a little bit easier because Lattimore can kind of be at the top of this list, I think Joe Witt now, if he's got 3 corners he trusts, can play a little more single high. I think that lets him move somebody else down. I think that helps in run defense. Like, I think there's a lot to like about this.
It is.
Health matters. Health matters for every player in the NFL. I don't think they make this trade without at least some level of knowledge that the health is okay. Jeff, try to get more of these calls. I'm going to take nothing but calls till the top of the hour. We have the Commandante on the line. B, are you prepared?
Oh, yeah.
Preparado. Hello, Commander. How do you do?
I'm doing great, you guys. Hey, knock, knock. Bang, bang. Knock, knock. Who's there?
Yeah.
Seed one. That's what I'm looking at now. That's a great trade, and it's beautiful. Me and Mike think you're a lot happier now. I want to go home and drink.
Lord,
appreciate you, buddy. Perfect. Go have a cocktail. Celebrate.
He want to go home and drink.
That's the dude that carries his own shot glass with him at all times.
Everywhere he goes.
Lanville, did you ever heard knock, knock, bang, bang?
I've never heard knock, knock, bang, bang.
He did both parts of the knock, knock joke.
I have little children in my home. We do some knock, knock jokes. I've never heard knock. Next time my 5-year-old asks me knock, knock, I'm going to say bang, bang,
bang.
See what she says.
She's going to say, Dad, what's wrong with you?
She says that enough. James in Silver Spring. Jimmy, talk to me.
JP, B, Mitch, thanks for having me on. As the great PFT commentator would say, what are we thinking? 1 to Soupy.
Whew. What do you think, B? Does this make them a legit Super Bowl contender?
I'm not going to go all the way there just yet. But I think it puts them a step closer.
NFC Championship game.
Yeah, I'll go with that.
Bro, I kind of think they were NFC Championship game contenders before. I'm not trying to be overly crazy, but, like, they're 7-2. They have a top 4 record in the NFL.
I understand.
And they just traded for a 4-time Pro Bowl.
But still, some people like to be a little bit slow playing.
I'm just saying, it's exciting, you know. It's been a long time coming, and the only way is up from here, guys.
I appreciate you, bud. Thank you, James. Paul is in Richmond. What up, Paul?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
How you doing, man?
Just wanted to I'm living the dream. Just wanted to add a little bit of context for Landfill's context. Not only did we trade Jahan Dotson, Bridgeway, and a fourth, but we also moved from the back of the third to the front of the third because it's Miami's pick. So just wanted to add that context and then just say that I bought season tickets the day that Dan Snyder sold the team, and I could not be happier with that investment.
That's a hell of an investment right
well
there,
done.
Brother.
Don't flip them this weekend and sell them to a bunch of Steelers fans,
oh,
all right?
Oh, I won't. I'll be there. I am bringing my buddy with me, though. He is a Steelers fan. But yeah, we'll
take him over there to meet Jeff. Yet. Jeff's going to be DJing.
Thanks for the call, Paul. All right, I'm going to try to just go call heavy till the end of the show. Mike is in Charlottesville. Mike, talk to me.
What's up, B-Mitch and Finley? I'm a first-time caller. I'm a college student here. I listen to you guys' show all the time. I just want to say I'm so hyped for this trade. I'm super ecstatic. My buddy sent me some stat that said Marshawn Lattimore has not allowed a single touchdown in single-man coverage since 2021. So that really just turned me up and seeing that, even though, you know, he's on the injury list, but I'm hyped and I'm excited to see what this does for our defense.
I appreciate it. Wahoo wah down there. Enjoy yourself.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right, buddy. Our guy Carlos in Silver Spring.
Los. What's up, brother?
Hey, fellas. First time caller. A big time listener. I love the trade. I kind of also wish you would went out and got Mike Williams, the big red zone target.
You know, I'm okay without that, dude. I've seen a couple people saying that. I'm not entirely sure Mike Williams' best football is still in front of him. And I just don't know that you need to give up. There is a lot involved in this trade for Lattimore, right? So I'm okay.
What do you guys think about trying to go out and get Hunter Renfrow off of free agency? Nice slot receiver, sure hands.
I'm good offensively. Luke McCaffrey breakout.
The offense is in the top five right now. Well, I mean,
you
what
can
are we
always get
at?
Better. I'm not knocking that. You can always get better. But this was the move I think they needed to do. Thank you for the call, Los. Thanks for listening, bro. We're going to keep the phone lines open till the end of the show. Then Grant and Danny are taking over. I am sure they're going to be talking about this trade. Nobody go anywhere. Doo-doo, doo-doo. God, I love Tuesdays. Wendy knows sports and a little Skinner to close it on out. B, they got me writing again. Get a little excited. Get some typing fingers going.
Hey, they got you writing. That's what you do. That's your job.
Have a column up on NBC Washington here soon. We're going to finish out these phone calls. You live under a rock. Commanders made a move, baby. Commanders traded with New Orleans to get Marshawn Lattimore. This is a cornerback with serious game. Four-time Pro Bowler, Defensive Rookie of the Year. First-round pick out of the Ohio State University. He can play. He has missed some time. This year, he's had a hamstring issue. We talked with our guy Matt Paris from New Orleans covering the Saints, who believes that it's possible, similar to Devontae Adams' miraculous hamstring recovery once he was traded from the Raiders to the Jets.
I just got a text from Louisiana saying the same thing.
They expect a
he
miraculous
said,
recovery.
Lattimore has a Devontae Adams hamstring. He'll be ready to play as soon as he touches down in D.C. My old teammate from college.
I mean, let's hope that's accurate.
I hope it is, too.
I think Adam Peters and team would have done some homework on the topic before they traded a whole bunch to get it. Let's go to our guy, Cairo. Cairo, what do you got on the trade?
Holy potatoes, guys. That was an amazing
trade. Holy potatoes,
trade.
Baby.
Yeah, so my opinion is this is like a win-win. If this works out, we've got a number one corner, and I expect to see us as perennial title contenders for years to come. If this doesn't work out, I mean, the defense is what it is. Like, you know, if he's injured and that's an issue, I mean, we've still got the same guys that we had before, and we were winning games with them. So, like, win-win in my eyes.
All right, bro.
Appreciate you, Cairo. Thanks, buddy. Let's go to Larry in La Plata. Larry, what you got?
Yeah, Brian, I need some advice.
What you got?
Should I bring my golf clubs to New Orleans? Can you make some restaurant recommendations?
Recommendations. I put some recommendations up the Monday of the New Orleans game. But, yeah, you'll be able to play golf still down there. The weather won't be too bad.
I mean for the Super Bowl, brother.
Well, yeah. I mean, bring them down there, too.
Thanks for the
so
call,
so you get
Larry.
To go twice. You go this time for, like, a run-through, and then when you go back for the Super Bowl, then you got you know where everything is.
What a world. We're talking soupy. Thank you, Larry. All right, let's go to Big Ron. Close the phones. If they're on hold, leave them there. Big Ron, what you got, buddy?
Hey, how you doing, Mitch? How you doing, fellas?
What's up, brother?
We're good, pal.
Hey, man, I was just telling Jeff, I've been talking to my son all year. We're big Commanders fans. And my son is 16. He was saying that this is the best year of his life because we're now 7-2.
Wow.
And when I told him about the Lattimore trade, he said, Dad, we're going to go 13-4. I said, oh, yeah. He said, yeah. He said, we're going to split with the Eagles, and we probably going to lose to Atlanta. I said, okay. I said, we go 13-4, let's make a bet. He said, what? I said, you got to run through the streets of Baltimore naked. He said, bet, I'll do it.
Hey.
Could be something.
Hey, that could be something, man. You don't want to get arrested, though.
Thank you for the call, man. All right. Thank you, bud.
Y'all take care. All
right, man.
The Commanders just made a massive trade. Obviously, to make a massive trade, to do a Sam Cassell dance, to put it on the line, requires belief.
Yeah.
There is one man that has the utmost belief in the burgundy of gold. His name is Rev T, and
that's
he gets
my
to
guy.
Close us out today. Hello, Reverend.
JP, B. Miss Jeff, my 106.7 The Fan family, my Commander Nation family. All I got to say is, why not us? Why not us? I've been preaching it in the East, in the West, in the North, down in the Dirty South, all in the UK, and wherever we go. And I ask the question, and y'all need to start asking these Bammers a question. Why not us? Why not us on our offense? Why not us on our defense? Why not us on our special teams? Why not us with the 12th man? Y'all know who this is. Ask me how I feel about this damn trade right now. Why not us? Hell to the Commanders. Hold on, let me sing. The mighty Commanders. Y'all know what this is. The people's hype man, say it with me.
Rep T.
Why not us? Why not us? Believe, baby. March with me. Ow.
He has been saying, why not us?
Yo, Rev.
Let's go. Say it.
Rev, for years, he's been saying, why not us and believe.
And we got to believe now, brother.
Reverend, thank you for the call very much. Thank you to everybody that called. Listen, I mean, obviously things went crazy. That was fun, man.
I like it like that,
though. The news never breaks on our show. It's kind of fun to have it break on our show.
Finally, we got one, Jay.
All right, B. They got 2 hours left till the deadline. Anything else happen?
Anything else? I don't know. But if it does.
Take a stand.
Okay.
I think they're done.
I'm kind of there, but if they were to go with somebody that's a tear off the edge, I'd be good with it.
All right, Jeff, you ready for this? This is via Moises Linares, our friend. El Señor Adam Peters y la Gerencia están cochinado. Por favor, no molestar. What you got on that, Jeff?
What?
Grant,
I agree completely.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. Grant and Danny headed your way next. What a fun day. Yo, this is what it's supposed to be like, Washington fans.
You know what I say? Why not us?
Why not? Why not? Enjoy Grant and Danny. Enjoy the trade. What a world, man. Different universe for the burgundy and gold. You made it this far. I owe you beer.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.